This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Listen, I don't try to like meet people halfway here. Like I saw this, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. I thought this was an intelligent way to say it. Even though I don't necessarily see it the same way. I wonder what you think, Dibs. This is from one of our listeners at 925. Hi, Willard and Dibs. While the injury to Steph is obviously a bummer, it's not ridiculous for Steve Kerr and the team to have a contingency plan. Businesses around the world have to do this all the time. It's rare in life that everything goes to plan all the time, and Steph has been injured multiple times before. Okay.
That's fair.
That's a completely fair and intelligent way to look at it. What is your response to that, though, in this particular business?
Well, the contingency plan is next man up, and Bob Fitzgerald joined us yesterday and said, don't you dare say that.
Don't you do it.
And I'm only saying it because I know Fitz is listening on the way to his next golf round, but there is no next man up. So the contingency plan for Steph Curry is, okay, well, somebody else has to play, and somebody else has to be really good. So who is that going to be? Moses Moody. He hasn't hit a shot in a week. He has not hit a shot in a week.
I mean,
Mark.
I bet he did in like practice.
Right.
Maybe.
Shoot your shot, that's all you got.
Yeah.
He's played three games, and he has gone
0 for 0.
Okay, so contingency plan number one, it's not working. So I do think that if Steve Kerr were to, in case of emergency, break glass, like, who is that glass you're going to break? Gary Payton II has not been very good. Moses has not made a shot. We can go all the way down. Pat Spencer, cup of coffee, lightning in a bottle. He was amazing, and he was bad yesterday. Quentin Post, he was unplayable in 3.5 minutes. So if you want to go through all of the machinations of what Steve could, has, will, and would, and should do, none of them are working.
Well,
so I don't know. I mean, I like the text. I think the text is spot on. It's not as easy as, you know, Mark, you're our number one salesperson and you're out on paternity leave. So, you know what, number two sales guy, get in there and sell, sell, sell.
No, it's not like, and that's kind of my response to it. While it's a completely fair way to look at it, you can argue this is Steve's contingency plan. Like, they already won a game where Steph missed three quarters of the game and they were able to hang in there. And then the contingency plan to go into the next night is to, and I want people to remember this, that like, he doesn't play it that way if they're down 0-1. Keep that in mind.
Agreed.
He doesn't play it that way if they're down 0-1, but they're up 1-0. And you can say, oh, all playoff games matter, and they do. But I love what you said before the show, which is that a seven-game series is a living, breathing thing. And here's the other thing. The comp to all businesses have contingency plans. Right, but most businesses don't have a different competitor every day that they wake up. Home Depot goes against Lowe's.
Mm.
And when they come up with a plan and need a contingency, they're still going against Lowe's. But not the Warriors. The Warriors show up the next day and it's like, oh, well, now we're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. And that is this specific series that we need to win. What works here? So some of you are almost acting like, you know, if you had like developed Kuminga against the Rockets, you'd have been ready for this. Well, maybe not. That's the Rockets. It's a completely different matchup.
And maybe you don't advance.
Maybe you don't. Well, and that was Steve's point the other day, which I think is actually the number one response to all of this. This idea of you overused Curry and you didn't develop your other people. Great. Underuse Curry and develop Kuminga and enjoy Cancun. And the Wolves play the Rockets, and how excited would you be about that coming up this weekend?
Yep.
You would have lost. The series was obviously close enough that you could not mess around with minutes. You got to go with your best foot forward and take the risk. They did. They've gotten burned. Okay. What do you do now? Well, the assignment is not just be ready for Steph's injury. It's be ready for this moment, this team, this series, this matchup, and these defenders. And so that's why I buy the idea of let's go see these players against those players, because that's all we're doing right now over the next week is trying to defeat these defenders. Which players are working, which aren't, which are hot, which are not. It's fair. And they also bought some minutes for their veteran players.
A little bit.
To go all out for these home games that are coming.
My only concern is that you went into an exploratory phase, and I think that what you learned was more bad than good. And I look like Quentin Post, ooh, boy, can't play him. Kevon Looney, he didn't play 3 minutes, can't play him. GP2, struggled, can't play him. Moses Moody, can't shoot. Can't play him.
I get what you're saying, but just because somebody like didn't look good last night doesn't necessarily automatically mean they're never playing again.
Fair. But what I think that when you go into last night's game and you play 14 different guys, you're hoping that you get more than two guys to really pop. And I look at Jonathan Kuminga, who not great in the first quarter, and the team was behind by a lot, and it's like, all right, JK, go out there and cook. And I know you hate that, but he did go out there and he played great after the first quarter. And the other one was Trayce Jackson-Davis. I think that he earned himself some more minutes. But beyond that, like all of the other, hey, let's see guys, I don't think that any of those other let's see guys did enough to like make me feel good about game three.
Here's the optimism that I bring out of it. First of all, I still didn't think Minnesota played a very good game, which tells me that I think the Warriors defense has some answers for this particular Minnesota group, and that's good. And we were hopeful of that. Remember, yesterday, that's what we thought was the key. And I know they scored 117 points, but that was definitely buoyed by garbage time and different things. The other thing is, I don't know if you're getting an answer so much about a specific player as you are a specific style of player.
Yeah, and combos too, yeah.
Right, yep. So it's combos, and then, you know, what do Kuminga and TJD have in common? Well, they're athletic. All right, so is that the answer that you got? Oh, Minnesota struggles a little bit with athletic tall guys. Okay, so now we can lean into that a little bit more, and you go with your guys that are a little bit more athletic. Maybe that means Kevin Knox is going to play some in this series. I don't know,
yep.
But he's more athletic than some of the other people that they have that play that position. You know, maybe Knox starts getting Moody's minutes. I don't know. But that worked in this matchup. That's an answer, and that's good to have. That's good to have. All right, let's keep going with as many of you as possible. Let's go to Mr. D. Hi, Mr. D. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys. Listen. Now, I called you guys during the Houston series, and I said, you know, Kerr needs to play some of these young guys, Kuminga included, because you can sit there and see his confidence shrinking by the minute. And he's getting these DMPs. Now all of a sudden, okay, dog, we need you now. Get in there. But play with one hand behind your back because you got to be looking over your shoulder. And then we expect him to just explode. No, that's why he was so shaky in the first quarter, because he's shell-shocked. And you're playing these old guys all these minutes. And they're logging these minutes. They're old. And now you got Steph. And if you're going to keep continuing with Jimmy and with Draymond, you're younger, but I can tell you right now, they're going to be the next ones. Keep logging them 40-something minutes. You got to play some of these young guys. You got to see at least what you got.
Mr. D, even if I acknowledge that what you're saying makes a lot of sense on paper, I have a question for you. Do you believe that if they had lowered the minutes of the veteran guys, because Steve very clearly answered this exact question to us a couple of days ago. If you take some of the minutes away from the key players in the Rockets series, do you think the Warriors are even in this series?
They went seven anyway.
Exactly.
At least you would know what you had.
But then you know what you have and you don't have any more games. Like, you don't, like, just give me that. Do you buy that? Do you think that if they lower the minutes for the key players in the Rockets series, do you think the Warriors still win the series?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rockets might win the series, but I'm saying if you get these guys all injured, what have you gained? What have you accomplished?
But if the Rockets win the series, what the hell's the point? We're all done.
Well, okay, so we're going to be done if Curry's out, obviously, because none of these guys have confidence to play.
Well, you're doing hindsight is 20/20 now, Mr. D. Like, yes, Curry got hurt, but that wasn't a guarantee. You have, again, and thank you, Mr. D, like, you have to take that chance. If you're going to acknowledge that you would have lost to Houston if you didn't do this, then I don't even, what's the point of the conversation? You would have lost to Houston. So who cares who's ready for the Timberwolves series?
Yeah, nobody.
You'd be on a boat.
Exactly. So Steph's hamstring would be much better.
Nobody's arguing that they weren't taking a risk, but it's a risk you have to take.
And it's a risk that they took, and it actually netted a win. So I look at this and, you know, the Steph Curry injury, you can look at overuse and you can make that the cause of it. I don't really believe that. I mean, the guy has never had this injury before and he's played a lot of minutes before, but I look at where you are now, tied at one game apiece, and last night for me was a game you're going to lose anyway. If Steph didn't have a bad hamstring, I still would have picked Minnesota. I think Minnesota would have won that game no matter what. And that's just my own opinion about where the T-Wolves were and how bad they were in game one. And the Warriors came out, and even though they didn't have Steph, they had a 7-point deficit in the third quarter. They were in the game for a lot of the game. And, you know, they dug a big hole and then they fought back and they were only down 7. So I do think that they found some things that could work for game 3.
All 4 home teams that lost game 1 came out in game 2 and immediately built a 20-point lead.
Right.
Now, yes, 2 of them gagged it.
Gagged.
2 of them gagged it. But to the point you're making, like, yeah, that's a game you're supposed to lose.
Right.
You're 10.5-point underdog. It's a game you're supposed to lose.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.